The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, welcome back. Listen, so I've got the Juice Star, Ray Deuce Star, with me. We're going to be talking about supplements. And boy, oh boy, this is a big topic because I've been a consultant in the natural product industry. Supplement, you can call them supplements, you can call them nutraceuticals, you can call them vitamins, pills, what have you. But for this segment, we're going to talk about supplements. And, you know, I think there's a great question about, are you supplementing something? Like, are you supplementing your diet? Are you supplementing your lifestyle? Or are you replacing something? And Ray, how are you doing?
Well, I'm good, Dr. Holly. How the heck are you?
I'm really good. Anytime I'm on Radio MD and talking to you, I'm fantastic.
It is a little highlight of my day. You know, and for starters, I think that is the best question, and I literally challenge people every time sort of we start talking about supplements, and I say, okay, well, are you using it as a supplement or are you using it as a replacement? And, you know, unfortunately, I've found a lot of people think that by taking supplements, it can replace a healthier diet and a healthier lifestyle, and that's the first thing everybody needs to not do. For example, let's talk about protein for a second. So I'm a big believer in protein. You know, I work out quite a bit. I lift weights, and I do know that my body is requiring protein to help build the muscles bigger and stronger when I tear them down, you know, in the gym or doing the pull-ups and the push-ups and all that stuff. And a mistake I made years back was, you know, I started buying, you know, protein powder by the case, and I thought, oh, this is great. I'll just, you know, I'll take as much protein powder as I can. And I realized that I was, you know, almost using protein powder in replace of protein from good sources, like good grass-fed animal sources or plant proteins or, you know, beans and lentils and eggs and all that stuff. So, you know, that's the first one that I think right now in our society when it comes to a supplement. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of people are using protein as a replacement. So I always caution people, hey, you know, figure out what's the need. What are you trying to accomplish? Okay, you're trying to get more protein into your diet because why are you trying to do that? Well, I'm doing that because I'm weight training and I'm building muscle. Okay, great. All of that makes sense. But step one is to really analyze your diet and see how can you get, you know, enough and additional protein from your dietary choices, and then use a supplement like a protein powder, whether that's, you know, a plant-based or whether that's a whey-based product. You know, that's an individual decision. So that's kind of step one. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I think it's brilliant. I think, and the reason I love you so much, well, there's many reasons, but you have so much experience. Like, you have kind of dipped into the dark side of a lot of different things and come out to see the light, and you share your light with so many people, or you share so much of your light with people because you've had these experiences. Like, I can see you. I see the people still going into these big, bulky, musclehead shops, coming out with these protein cases, you know, and their diet is for crap, and they're just throwing the stuff down. And I don't think it's as quality. I mean, isolates, protein supplements have a lot of different isolates. You build up in your isolates, you're going to decrease your absorption of trace minerals. We can't have that. We already have too much of that because of our compromised soil. And so, no, I love your experience. I love your stories, and I'm completely with you. And let's get into and keep going.
All right, so the other piece that, so, you know, same thing goes for vitamins. So obviously, you know, I created a liquid multivitamin product because, quite frankly, there was not a product that was meeting the need that I wanted, which was a pure play multivitamin from the best raw sources that are available in a liquid form. And the reason I'm a huge liquid fan is it's because of that absorption. I want the most amount of absorption I can get from my supplement directly into my bloodstream. And that's, you know, with Boost, you've got that in liquid form versus pill. So same thing applies to, you know, the multivitamin category. It's all about understanding what's going on with your health and then what are the choices, both dietary and then supplementation, that could benefit that. The other thing I really wanted to talk about today with everybody is, you know, for everyone to understand that the dietary supplement industry and dietary supplements cover, you know, they cover all, basically all the stuff you find at a GNC or vitamin shop or place like that. You know, this is, it's regulated by the FDA. Everyone thinks it's not regulated, but the regulation is different. It's a self-imposed regulation. And what I mean by that is, you know, the thousands of protein powders or the thousands of vitamins and the thousands of fish oils and all those products out there, those have not been all endorsed by the FDA or, quite frankly, approved by the FDA. The FDA does not go at the dietary supplement category like that, where you have to gain approval before selling it into the marketplace. The reason that's important is that means that when you do decide on a supplement to supplement your lifestyle, you really need to not only do your research on that company, but more importantly, turn that product around and take a look at their supplement facts panel and start to, you know, pick one or two items and put those items in Google and see what comes up. You know, for example, when it comes to vitamins, you know, vitamin B12, there's two sources of vitamin B12, and we've talked this on the show before, but there's methylcobalamin and there's cyanocobalamin. Cyanocobalamin is literally bound by a cyanide molecule that your body has to work extra hard to convert to methylcobalamin. And so people need to look at the back of supplement facts panels of their vitamins to make sure that the B12 source is not cyanocobalamin. So when you look at Boost, it's methylcobalamin. Why? Because that's the best. And so I want to really encourage people to understand that they've got to do their research. Don't just buy it because it's in the store and it's on sale.
Well, yeah, don't just buy it because it's in the store and it's on sale, or don't just buy it because somebody's like, buy two, get four free, or because there's a banner or an ad or what have you. I mean, listen, this is an industry. It is marketed. It makes a profit. It's an industry like anything else. And as you said, it's unregulated for the most part. I mean, there's regulations, but and I got to tell you, the high-quality manufacturers like yourself, like everybody else that I work with, they have taken the steps to, I want the best regulation possible. I've got clients as a natural product consultant that have gone ahead and said, I want to be regulated by the FDA. You come in and you do surprise visits, and that's the thing. But your point to the people, you've got to be able to do your research and ask, is it cyanocobalamin? Is it methylcobalamin? That is a number one thing, Ray, I would say. If you just know that one thing, you want to see either hydrocobalamin or methylcobalamin on your B12, then you know that somebody is looking out for you, not just looking out for their pocketbook. The last thing I want to say about this segment, which I love so much, is I do have people occasionally supplement their lifestyle. I had the story about this rocker that came in, you know, from the Sunset Strip, mohawk, piercings, tattoos. He was not going to, his mom found me for him. He was not going to change his lifestyle, and his lifestyle was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But I could supplement his lifestyle, milk thistle because he drank all the time, adrenal support because he was burning the candles at both ends trying to make it in with his band, and also being a guitar tech during the day, or building guitars, I think he was doing during the day. So there is a place where you can supplement your lifestyle as well, and that's the beauty of it. And, you know, oh, every time I talk to you, I feel like we should just do an hour show because there's just so much to talk about and we only have 30 seconds.
Well, you know what, Izzy? I think we nailed it with this one, and everyone's takeaway should be really supplement in the truest sense of that word. It's a supplement. It's an addition. It's not a replacement. Don't look at it as a replacement, and make sure you're doing, you know, the everyday habits in the right way when it comes to actually your dietary choices.
All right. That's right. Right here from Ray Dustar, the Juice Star. You got to rock your diet still. We'll be right back.